Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Come on, come on!
I'm going as fast as I can.
Well, it's not fast enough.
Your dad will be at the lab whether we get there in 5 minutes or 1 minute, gal.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one whose invention he's perfected.
You really think your portal thingy will work any differently this time?
He said he made a lot of progress on it up in the lunar lab. We're gonna test it to see if it can open an interdimensional portal this time like it's supposed to, instead of a time portal.
Oh yeah, no big.
I hope it works this time. I'm not in the mood to get chased by a T-Rex again.
Is anyone ever in the mood for that?
Good point.
Enough talking, let's go! Dad!
Progeny and friends.
Kylie, what are you doing here?
Ranger Piper told me what was going on today. She said she'd meet me here. Now that you're here, though, I guess I'll leave.
Leaving already?
Oh, hi, Ranger Piper.
Greetings, Piper.
Albert.
I see the repairs on this building turned out nicely.
Yep, sure did. And I'd like it to stay that way. Are you sure you need to do this experiment here?
Piper, you know as well as I do that the door we went through years ago...
The portal to Adhara?
Yes, the Einstein-Rosen Bridge. It appeared in proximity to base camp. I think we'll increase our chances if we perform this experiment in the same geographical region.
Fine, just please try to keep everything in one piece.
That is always my goal.
It is?
Ha ha. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, don your protective eye gear, arranged on this table for your convenience. Thanks to my daughter's hard work on my original designs, and my tweaking of her successful results created here in this very lab, we should have a successful experiment on our hands. Now, without further ado, we will attempt to create a traversable hole in the fabric of space. Initiating sequence in 3, 2, 1.
Not again!
The calculations were correct. I don't understand what could be going wrong.
Well, if that's all there is, I'm getting out of here.
What's the rush, Kylie?
It's because she can't stand to be in the same room as Lynn anymore.
What?
Thanks a lot, Max. I guess everyone around here will rat you out at the drop of a hat.
Hold up a sec. This isn't TV. We don't storm out of rooms when we have a problem. Let's talk about this.
What's to talk about? Lynn betrayed me. She ratted me out for trying to sneak up on the mountain for some advanced climbing.
Okay, but you know that was the right thing for Lynn to do. You could have been hurt up there.
Maybe it was the right thing, but she did it for the wrong reason. She only told on me to hurt my feelings and get me in trouble.
Is that true, Lynn?
At the time, yeah. But I apologize, and I asked for forgiveness. I'm sorry, Kylie.
Yeah, well, like I said before, I'm not going to forgive you, so...
Not going to forgive her?
Oh, boy.
Not going to forgive her? Young lady, do you know what you just said will have dire consequences?
Like what? If I don't forgive her, I can't go climbing anymore? You can't make me forgive someone if I don't want to.
Oh, this is much more serious than not being able to climb. Why, the decisions to not forgive someone has lifelong and even eternal consequences.
Whoa, gal, your dad's getting intense about this.
Yeah, well, you're about to find out why.
This sounds like a job for one of my all-time favorite films, Interplanetary Betrayal! Betrayal, betrayal, betrayal,
see?
Betrayal. Ah.
Thankfully, I keep a copy in my satchel at all times for just such an occasion.
Why does this not surprise me?
Mr. Adelford, what is that?
This, children, is an ancient technology used to store video information and happens to be the medium on which this particular copy of Interplanetary Betrayal is stored. It's called a VHS tape.
Weird. Looks like a toy or something.
It's like an older version of a DVD.
What's a DVD?
It's like an older version of a Blu-ray disc.
What's a disc?
It's like an older version of streaming.
Oh, okay.
And thankfully, again, I make sure all Space Co. and Space Co. affiliate facilities like this lab are equipped with at least one retractable VHS player and projection screen for this very reason.
You planned this far ahead just in case you might need to show an old movie to people at any given moment?
Well, it sounds weird when you say it like that, but yes. Now everyone sit. This film is a science fiction classic and just happens to be based on one of Jesus' very own parables about forgiveness, making it a perfect tool for helping us learn what the Bible has to say about it.
Is this the version with the updated special effects?
No! This is the original theatrical version my uncle showed me when I was a child. Why do you think I had to get it on VHS? Anyway, the film takes place in a galaxy full of amazing technology, space travel, and unique creatures. Enjoy, but keep an ear out for the message within. The planet Jeru, throne world of the Radiant Empire.
See anything on the holoscope?
Not yet.
He should be back by now. The Imperial Palace isn't that far away by grav bike, and his meeting was scheduled for hours ago.
You're rambling again. You know you ramble when you get nervous.
Yeah.
Wait! I see him! He's cresting the horizon across the salt flats! Will! Good to see you back.
Did you get it?
I got it, but I still can't believe it.
How much?
50 billion units!
You're not serious.
Oh, I'm serious.
You could almost buy a whole planet with that kind of money.
But we don't need a planet. Just a moon and some infrastructure for the races. I was thinking the fifth moon of Ron in the Olinka solar system.
I can't believe the Emperor was that generous. I don't think Imperial Standard Bank accounts can even hold that much money.
They can't. The deposit completely maxed out the system.
How in the galaxy are you going to pay back this loan?
I'll worry about that when the time comes. For now, all I need to worry about is creating a highly entertaining and incredibly lucrative grav bike racing league for the masses. Gratula, good to see you. This is probably the creepiest place you've asked me to meet you yet.
Time's up, Will.
Okay, don't rush me. We haven't even ordered anything yet. They'll send over a waitress any minute.
Order something on your own time. What's your decision?
So let me get this straight. I use my racing enterprise to launder the syndicate's money, and you'll give me a cut of your profits?
It's a simple scheme. Our organization needs to explain where we got our less than legal extra cash from.
You mean the money you make stealing stuff or selling illegal goods?
Shh! Keep it down, will ya? Yeah. That money. If the Empire looks too closely at how much money we're making, they might catch on that something fishy's going on. But if you put the money in your registers and you pay it back to us, it looks like all our money's just coming from investing in your little racing setup. So it looks legal. Get it?
I get it. So, you're sure we won't get caught by the police?
Quit worrying. We're professionals.
All right. What's my cut of the money?
You'll take what we give you. But we'll make it worth your while.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen from all solar systems, welcome to Ron Racing Quadrant. Are you ready for one of the most exciting grav bike races this side of the Kimiko Nebula? Then I guess the only thing left to say is, racers, engage your hover drives! In 3, 2, 1, go!
So proud of you.
Yeah, Dad.
Thank you, Lana. Son, it's a dream come true. I've always wanted to own my own racing enterprise.
You've been talking about it for years, and it makes sense. You've been riding grav bikes around since we were kids.
I remember the first time I took you out on one.
So do I. My father was not happy.
Thankfully, he still let you marry me.
Yes, thankfully.
Dad, can I go sit at the front of the balcony?
Sure, just don't lean over the edge, okay?
Okay.
Hey, everyone.
Zark, welcome to the skybox, my friend.
Being the owner has its perks, huh?
Best seats in the house.
Zark, good to see you.
You too, Lon.
How are the wife and kids?
Well, as can be expected, the asteroid harvest is slim this year. One of our zero-G harvesters just broke down.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Is there anything I can do?
Well?
Come on, Zark, don't be bashful.
If you could see your way into loaning me 100 units to get the harvester fixed.
100 units? That's practically nothing, my friend. It's yours. We'll get that harvester up and running in no time.
Thank you so much, Will. I won't forget this, and I'll pay you back.
No hurry, my friend. We'll have all the time in the world.
Time's up, sir.
That can't be. I feel like I've just gotten started here.
According to the Imperial Hololog, the Emperor loaned you 50 billion units to build this racing enterprise 10 years ago. The time has come to pay back his loan.
But I don't have 50 billion units. I don't even have 10 billion units left.
Tell it to the Emperor, pal, not to me. Now, will you let me escort you to the starship for transport, or will we have to take you by force?
Well?
Let's go. Follow me. Welcome to Jeru, the Imperial Throne World. The receiving room is there just off the second palace landing pad here.
Yes, yes, I've been here before, remember? This used to be my home planet, just on the other side of the Naftali Salt Flats.
Hurry along. The Emperor is waiting. Good luck in there.
That helmet you're wearing makes it really hard to tell if you're being sarcastic.
Just go.
Okay, I'm going.
Now announcing Will Sparta in regard to paying back his loan.
Will, so good to see you again. What has it been? 10 years?
Yes, Your Eminence.
So, you are here to pay back your loan. How much did I loan him?
50 billion units, sir.
Luna?
Hi, Will.
You're working in the throne room now?
Yes, and she is doing a magnificent job.
Thank you, Your Eminence.
Now, Will, I hope the 50 billion units I gave you have been put to good use. They tell me your racing enterprise has flourished, that it has become one of the greatest entertainment venues in the sector.
Your Eminence is too kind.
Though upon inspection of your records, some suspicious anomalies were found.
Suspicious?
Yes, I believe you know what I am talking about. The illegal business you've been doing with the Crater Snake crime cartel.
How?
There is nothing in my empire that is hidden from me, young Will. We knew about your racing business criminal connections, and on your way here, royal troopers were dispatched to arrest members of the cartel.
Sir, I'm sorry. You must know, my family had nothing to do with this. It was all me.
We'll get to that. As this is your first offense, and since you readily admit your guilt, I am willing to pardon you and set you free. As long as you can pay me back the 50 billion units you owe me.
Do you mean now?
Yes, now. Do you have the 50 billion?
No, sir, I don't. I barely have 10 billion units left.
I see. Luna, write this down.
Yes, sir.
Since Will Sparta is unable to pay back his loan, let it be decreed that he and his family will be sold into slavery, working the lightning fields of Entropy Minor.
What?
And all that he owns, including his racing enterprise, will be broken up and sold.
No!
This will serve as payment for his loan.
Please, Your Eminence, don't do this. I'll pay it back, all of it. Just give me time.
Will, getting on your knees won't help you. Neither will more time. According to my calculations, you would have to work over 200,000 years to make enough to pay back the Emperor. You'll be long dead before you could even make a dent. Troopers.
You heard the Emperor.
Please, my lord, somehow, some way, I'll pay it back. Please, if you just give me time, please spare me and my family. Please.
Will, I care about you and your family.
You do?
Yes, very much. Your cries for mercy have touched me. I will not sell you or your family into slavery.
You won't?
No. Neither will I sell everything you own. In fact, let it be known that I completely forgive your debt. You no longer owe me any money.
What?
But sir, the 50 billion...
No longer needs to be paid back. You owe me nothing. Go, Will. You are free.
Are you serious?
Sir, this doesn't make any sense.
Perhaps not to you. Do not question my love or generosity toward my subjects. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And that includes my love and generosity for you, Luna.
Yes, sir.
I thank you. Thank you, Your Eminence. I can't believe it. You are magnificent, sir. Thank you so much. I won't forget this.
Go. Cease your dealings with criminals and live in peace.
Racers, engage your hover drives. In 3, 2, 1, go!
Luna, so good to see you.
It's good to see you too. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Auntie Luna.
I'm so glad you could make it out. Will told me what happened in the Imperial Court and that you were there.
Yes, it was very hard to do my job that day. And it would have been worse if the Emperor hadn't done what he did.
Will wouldn't tell me the specifics, only that we would have been in trouble.
Yes, but I'm telling you, Lana, forgiving that much debt? I have never seen a more gracious gesture by our Emperor. To anyone. Your family is truly blessed.
Hey, there she is. How's it going, Luna?
Just glad you and your family are doing all right.
You and me both.
Will, Luna.
Zark, it's been so long.
You're telling me. Look at the three of us. A successful businessman, an advisor to the Emperor, and me, an asteroid farmer.
Hey, that's a noble profession, bud.
So they tell me.
Speaking of which, Luna, would you excuse us for a second? I need to discuss something with Zark in private.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Thanks.
What's up, Will?
Let's just step outside. Hey, so recent events have jogged my memory. Do you have that 100 units you owe me?
For?
You know, for that zero-G harvester repair.
Oh, yeah, from years ago. Well, money's a bit tight at the moment, but if you give me some time, I'll get it to you as soon as I can.
Zark, it's been like, what, 10 years? Your business has boomed since then.
Well, it's gotten larger, but... So of expenses, I don't have...
You expect me to believe you don't have 100 units on you right now?
I mean, I might, but the money's for family expenses.
Look, let's just say some of my cash flow has been cut off recently. I need the money back now. Just hand it over.
Will.
Give it to me.
I can't.
I said give it to me, you little...
Will, give me time. I'll pay you back, I promise.
Not good enough, you little weasel. You think you can cheat me? That loan's on public record. I'll have your whole family sold as slaves to get my money if I have to.
Hey, guys! What's going... Will! What are you doing?
Stay out of this, Luna.
Get off of him.
I said stay out of it.
I don't think so.
Alert. Emergency reported. Radiant troops are en route.
Traitor!
Look who's talking.
You. Hands on your head.
Will... Don't run.
Stop. Trooper 412 in pursuit of target. Requesting additional support. He's headed for the racing garage.
Think you can catch me in my own backyard? I beg to differ.
And what's this? It looks like an additional racer has appeared on the track. Ladies and gentlemen, this is highly irregular. The new contestant doesn't even seem to be wearing a racing uniform. I don't know if this has anything to do with the alarms we heard earlier, but... Wait. Yes, it looks like it might be. Radiant Troopers have boarded their own grav bikes and are in pursuit of this new racer. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like this is more than a race now. You are witnessing a live pursuit of a criminal, and our camera droids will catch it all for you in high-definition holoscan. We're going to try and catch up and get a closer look at the fugitive. Wait, it looks like it can't be. It looks like the fugitive is none other than our founder, Will Sparta.
What did he just say?
Dad?
Radiant Troopers are gaining fast as the chase nears the open space portion of the track. With no ground beneath them and only floating space buoys to mark the track, all parties should have more room to move. Wait, what's this? A photon pistol! Repeat, Will Sparta is armed with a photon pistol! This has officially turned into a dangerous situation. We request that all audience members vacate the premises immediately.
I am getting out of here, and no one's gonna stop me.
Will Sparta, you are charged with assaulting an officer and resisting arrest. But more disturbing to me is the reason why these crimes were committed. According to Luna here, you were fleeing because of what you had done to my subject, Zark, your friend. What have you to say for yourself?
I ran because of my own panic at the sight of the trooper coming at me. It was a gut reaction. As for Zark, he owed me money and he couldn't pay, Your Eminence. I was only demanding what he rightfully owed me.
What he rightfully owed you? You are a truly wicked man, Will Sparta.
Wicked? But
I forgave your debt of 50 billion units. I wiped it away. A debt you could never have paid back in your lifetime, no matter how hard you tried. But you couldn't forgive your friend the meager 100 units he owed you? A debt easily paid back if given time? If you could not find it in your heart to forgive so small a debt, then why should I find it in mine to forgive the much larger debt you owe me? Write this down, Luna.
Yes, sir.
Let it be decreed that Will Sparta's 50 billion unit debt is reinstated.
What?
And that he will be punished with laser whips day and night until he can pay it back.
But you just said I could never pay it back, no matter how hard I tried.
I know.
No! No!
The end.
The end? What do you mean, the end? That was a horrible ending.
Yeah, that'll give people nightmares. You said this was based on a story Jesus told? They must have changed the ending for the movie.
Nope. The ending of the movie is tremendously similar to the ending of the story Jesus told. You guys do know a lot of stories Jesus told were scary stories, right?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Lots of stories about death or suffering or eternal fire, things like that.
Why would he tell stories like that?
As a warning, young girl, which is exactly what I'm trying to give you with this movie. Jesus' story actually had an even scarier ending than the movie.
Really?
Yep, because at the end of the story, right after the unforgiving guy was dragged off to be tortured, Jesus said, "That's what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart." Is that scary or what?
The Bible says all of us humans have sinned against God. That means we betrayed him. It's an act that deserves a huge punishment, and is something we can never fix on our own, no matter how much we work.
But that's what makes God so amazing. Even though we are guilty traitors to the crown, he still sent Jesus to die for us and take the punishment we deserved.
And since Jesus took our punishment, it means we're free to live on without punishment. It's like he erased our debt, like it never happened.
Now, if we humans sin against or hurt each other, it's still bad, but it's nothing compared to the crime of betraying God himself. If God can forgive our huge betrayal, he expects us to forgive the smaller stuff we humans do to each other.
If we don't, it's basically saying we don't believe in or trust God. Because if we really did, his forgiveness of us would move our hearts to forgive others.
So I'm just supposed to forgive everything everyone has ever done to me?
If you're going to forgive like God has forgiven us, yes. Forgiveness means loving the people that hurt us and letting go of all bitterness towards them.
But what if someone did something really bad, like so bad you couldn't even talk about it out loud?
It can be hard when someone hurts us, especially if they hurt us deeply. But from a heavenly perspective, literally any sin we sinful humans do against other sinful humans is nothing compared to what it means to sin against a holy God. And he still forgave us. So yeah, he expects us to forgive everything. Now that doesn't mean we don't protect ourselves from being hurt again, but we need to let go of any bitterness towards that person. And you don't have to feel like forgiving, you just have to choose it. And you might have to choose it every single time that hurt enters your mind. But the important thing is, you're choosing forgiveness.
I'll have to think about it.
I understand.
Well, I'm glad this trip had the benefit of allowing me to share from God's word. Sadly, the primary objective failed, getting this portal generator up and running.
It's okay, Dad. We'll get it eventually.
That's the spirit, progeny. Let's pack up and go home.
Dad? What's happening?
I don't know. The machine is powered off. The only explanation I can think of is that it must be receiving power from the other side.
The other side?
Yes. Doors open both ways.
So someone is trying to get from there to here?
From somewhere to here, yes.
Albert!
I'm okay.
Where is everyone? I can't see anything.
How does stuff like this keep happening?
Ouch! I tripped.
Here. Let me give you a hand.
Wait, who said that?
I did. I tripped.
No, not that. Let me give you a hand. Who said that?
That'd be me.
Wait an atomic second. He's been missing for years. It can't be.
Can it? Mountain Man Jack?
Well, hey there. How you doing?
Whoa, what? Mountain Man Jack is back? Where was he? What's he been doing all this time? I don't know about you, but I can't wait to find out. In the meantime, I hope Kylie thinks long and hard about forgiving Lynn. People will hurt us, either physically or emotionally, it's unavoidable. But God calls us to be like him and forgive those who wrong us, even if they don't deserve it. It's one of the best ways of showing people that God's love is real. C.S. Lewis, the author of The Chronicles of Narnia, summed it up by saying, "To be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you." And Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you." Have you forgiven everyone who's wronged or hurt you? If not, pray and ask Jesus to help you get started today. Interplanetary Betrayal was written and directed by Evan David. Sound design was provided by Carter Warren and Hugh Duncan. Our vocal talent included Evan David, Christy Fredericks, Matt Fredericks, Trevor Jones, Heather Kern, Robert Kerr, Abe Kraus, Rich Lee, Anna Nelson, Elijah Fye, Sherry Fye, Abby Summer, Annabelle Tharnish, Cora Tharnish, Hudson Venker, and Carter Warren. I'm Megan. I hope you enjoyed the show. Aaron Paulus was our executive producer. For more fun from the world of Basecamp, ask a parent and check out our website at lifeaction.org/basecamp, where you can find free coloring pages, additional audio dramas, and more. Basecamp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action.